Christian Parenting.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom, Raising Amazing, and the newly released Becoming Homeschoolers. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Aloha, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to week three of my September Women's Wellness Series. I'm loving hearing from you guys that you're enjoying this, and goodness, there's so much more that I would love to tackle in this area of women's wellness. And even today's topic, we're just going to be scratching the surface, but I wanted to start off with a girlfriend chat because I think today's conversation about hormones, everything from PMS through perimenopause and menopause is something that we're all going to face at some point, and most of us have battled, and oftentimes it's been a lonely journey. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. Well, my good friend Greta Eskridge has shared very openly and vulnerably about her battle with figuring out hormones and really just trying to find some help for some difficult symptoms. And I hope that this conversation is an encouragement to you, whether you relate directly or maybe just a little bit. I think this is important that we talk. That we just talk about it, right? And we got to be here for each other. So I really appreciate that Greta was willing to come on and share. And just so you know, as I'm recording, I have scheduled another chat with an OB-GYN who specializes in hormones, especially on the topic of perimenopause and menopause. And I'm really excited to interview her and share that sometime this winter or perhaps in the new year. But keep sharing with me your requests. If you have a topic or a guest that you think would be great on any of these topics or any other topic, just email me at aloha@monicaswanson.com. Now, before I dive into this conversation with Greta, I want to make sure that all of you homeschooling or maybe thinking about homeschooling families know about the math and science curriculum that my family has loved for years. And in fact, since I've been talking about it here on the podcast, I've heard from so many of you who have jumped in and also tried diveintomath.com, which offers state-of-the-art e-learning in both math and science classes. Now, important to note that Shorman Algebra 1 and 2, which is part of the Dive curriculum, teaches every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions. So if you want to prepare your child well for all those tests, which if they want to go to college are really helpful, definitely check out Shorman Algebra 1 and 2. Your kids can also earn up to 32 college credits with included CLEP and AP prep. Now, you know, my sons who are now college graduates somehow give Dr. Shorman and these classes credit for preparing them well for their college degrees in data analytics and engineering. So I think that says a lot. So again, go over to diveintomath.com, check out everything they have to offer. Your kids are going to love the short and to the point lessons. Dr. Shorman's such a great teacher, and also a 4-day work week if they get their work done. So go check it out. Let me know what you think and hope you love it like we have. And now without further ado, let's jump in and talk with my friend Greta about the lonely and challenging side of hormones and how we can navigate better. I hope this is an encouragement to you. All right. Hey, Greta, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You're such a pal. You know that. Greta,
well, that's what this podcast is going to be, right? The girlfriend chat.
It is a girlfriend chat. That's exactly what it is. And we've faced some technical difficulties and scheduling difficulties, but here we are. And everyone listening can know that you are loved. And that Greta's a good friend. She's got a lot going on right now. So I'm so grateful because we've been talking about this topic for goodness, many, many months. And when I decided to do this Women's Wellness Month, I was like, okay, I know one one topic we've got to cover, and I know who I want to talk to. So Greta, this is going to be good. And before we jump into the specific topic, will you just give a brief introduction to yourself and your family?
Sure. I think it's important to note that I'm 48 years old. I feel like that's
an relevant.
Important part of this podcast. And I'm a mom of four. I have a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. So we're we're full in the older kid years, and it's fantastic.
Right.
Three sons, one daughter. Mm-hmm. And a homeschooler. I homeschooled my kids from the very start. I'm a second generation homeschooler. And I'm also an author. I've written two books. I have a third one coming in the spring. Mm-hmm. I'm a speaker and a pretty new podcaster. I've had a podcast for, a few months. And I kind of always forget that, but Monica is helpful to remind me. You have a podcast too. I'm like, oh yeah, I do. Those are kind of all the different facets of my life. My husband and I have been married for 26 years and we live in Southern California. I love coffee and nature and books.
Mm. Good mix there. I like all those things too. And someday Greta and I are going to hang out in real life. It's going to happen. We've got so many things in common, from the stages of our kids' lives to the things we love and that we're passionate about. And I just, to know Greta, I think is just to love her, because she's just got this smile. And I think your kids all got your smile, didn't they? Like, you guys just have such a happy presence to you in photos. And I love it. So... And I also love that Greta talks, shares honestly and openly and vulnerably from her life. In fact, are we allowed to give a little sneak peek of the topic that'll be coming out next spring before we dive into today's conversation? Why not?
I don't think it's a surprise to anybody, but yeah. My next book is going to be a book that will be just kind of a guide for parents to talk to their kids about pornography, to give them tools to develop, really develop sexual integrity, what that looks like. We all know our kids are growing up in a world that is full of a lot of things that are dangerous for them, bad for them in the present and the future, mm-hmm. and really want to pull them away from God. And pornography is one of the biggest culprits of all of those things. And so I'm presenting parents with just a toolkit for how to reject those things and pursue the good instead of the bad.
Mm, super good. Well, I'm so grateful that you are going there, because it's not an easy subject to take on. So thank you. And anyone that knows me knows that I'm just a big believer in talking to kids about everything, having the hard conversations, even when they're awkward. And so today we're going to go there. And we're going to have a girlfriend chat about hormones. And on this topic of women's wellness, there's so much. The month isn't long enough. So we're going to have to circle back. And I can't wait to hear from everyone that listens to hear what you want to hear more of. But there's a lot we could talk about when it comes to hormones, especially on perimenopause and menopause and some of the things. I'm just a few years ahead of Greta. So I'm in all this too. But I talked to Greta many months ago. And when the topic
has been like at least a year, right? Like we've been talking about it for a long time.
We actually have. and I was super interested in your history with hormones. It isn't just like a perimenopause thing, but it goes way back. So I'm going to invite you to now just kind of share your journey, because I'm sure that a few people listening can relate to, I know I can, to parts of this, but go ahead and tell your story.
Okay. I'll try to be as succinct as possible, though that is not my strength. We all know. I think for me, like hormonal issues and struggles started even when I was a teen. Mm-hmm. Not for me so much physically, but emotionally. I really struggled every month, feeling like a lot of negativity, like really a lot of frustration and irritation. People would say, oh, that's normal PMS, but it felt extreme even at that age. And especially because my normal, I would say, bent and personality and just view of the world is not pessimistic or it's negative. I'm like a glass more than half full kind of person. Mm-hmm. I'm a natural optimist. That's just the way God designed me. And so to have like this really big shift that would happen every month was hard. Mm-hmm. And it got much harder in my mid 30s. Mm-hmm. As I look back, I could say actually, you know, through much of my life, I could see hormonal like struggles and even imbalances. But at the time I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I just always felt like things were hard. But by my mid 30s, I had had 4 kids, a traumatic miscarriage, and was going through some marital problems, and really my hormones were just becoming more and more of an issue in my life. And again, it was a lot of the emotional stuff that was coming through, and then some physical things started to happen too. Like for the first time in my life, I was having migraines every month, mm-hmm. associated not just with before I started my period, but also before I ovulated, mm-hmm. and physical pain that came with ovulation and before my period, where, you know, not cramps, regular cramps, but really painful. And I had natural childbirth. So like mm-hmm. I had a 10 and a half pound baby with no drugs. So I know about pain, like,
yes.
And to be laid low by like ovulation pain, like that seemed so intense. But I would, again, I would say even beyond the physical symptoms, those emotional symptoms were, and to the point where it felt like it was affecting my mental health, were mm-hmm. so challenging. Mm-hmm. Every month when I ovulated and before I started my period, so twice a month for multiple days, I would be experiencing mm-hmm. the physical symptoms, but also so much things like anxiety, overwhelm, mm-hmm. Crippling sadness, mm-hmm. despair, frustration, mm-hmm. negativity, rage. And it would just feel, I would felt out of control. Mm-hmm. And I think I shared with this with you another time, Monica, I felt like I could, when I wasn't in that chunk of time around my cycle, I would feel like, okay, so normal. Like if mm-hmm. I just eat right this month, I exercise more, I sleep well, I pray harder,
right.
read the Bible, I use essential oils, I do all these things that I'm supposed to do, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be okay. It's not going to happen again. And then every month it would, because it wasn't related to all those things. Yeah. There was something else going on. It was a hormonal imbalance. And it was so difficult that I felt sometimes like afraid. I wasn't myself. I knew I wasn't myself. Didn't know how to change.
Wow. And at that point, had you gone to a regular medical doctor? Had anyone given you any help, or were you just feeling completely on your own?
I was pretty much, I mean, I had told some, you know, I talked to my mom about it, talked to some other women, but really still kind of on my own, because I think we are told for so much of our lives that there are these certain things that are to be expected as part of being a woman and mm-hmm. having a monthly cycle, that you're going to be grouchy. You know, there's jokes about PMSing women. Yeah. I mean, I have to tell you one joke that is so funny that actually this sort of exemplifies it. I remember one time when my brother and I were young, but old enough to know that my mom had, like, you know, a cycle and that she would be grumpy around her cycle mm-hmm. or irritable or whatever. And one time my little brother, whose name is Ben, he said to her, this was not a smart move on his part. He was like in junior high or something. He's like, man, mom, why are you so grouchy? Are you having PMS? And he said, no, I'm having BEN. We laugh about that to this day. But like, that's kind of like the message we receive, right?
As totally. Women.
So yes. I felt like it was out of control and it was not right. But at the same time, I didn't know that, like, I think I just didn't feel like I could get help, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm married to a medical doctor, and my family practitioner is a good friend, a female doc. And everyone, I feel like even doctors admit that they just aren't really trained. Western medicine isn't trained to really understand or appreciate hormones. I mean, sure, maybe the big stuff, I don't know, diagnose disease. Right. And but when it comes to this,
endometriosis, I mean, or something like
that. Yeah. But I feel like my doc has always just said, like, well, eat healthy and exercise and you'll probably be fine. I mean, about PMS and about perimenopause and all of that. And I'm like, I know there's more to it than this. So yeah, that's really hard.
It was. And the turning point for me was when like this is one moment where I was in the kitchen and I was cleaning, which was kind of how I dealt with it a lot. Cause I felt everything felt so out of control. So if I control something, then it was like, maybe it's going to be okay. It never worked.
Right.
But it felt like it was all I could do. Right. So I'm cleaning the house and I'm thinking, like, if I just clean the kitchen, it's going to be okay. And in our family, we would call that bad cleaning, because I'm cleaning not in a happy mood, listening to upbeat music, or, you know, listening to a podcast or anything fun. I'm just slamming the kitchen doors and putting pots back, you know, in the cupboard with force. And my husband came into the kitchen and he said, in just the sweetest and gentlest way, he said, "Honey, I think you need to get help, because even the dog is afraid of you." And we had the sweetest golden retriever who hated when I was in that mood. He even knew, like, we had little kids and the sweetest dog, and he would go hide in the boys' bedroom because he didn't want to be around me in that moment. Okay. And I burst into tears. And I can think about that story now and I can smile, but because it's almost humorous. Like, even the dog's afraid of you.
Right.
But it wasn't almost in the humorous moment. It was, you know, because I was so hurt and I knew he was right. And he wasn't saying it to be mean. He was just like, "Honey, like, you need help. Like, something is wrong. Something, this isn't you."
Yeah.
And so that was when I got serious about trying to find help, because, everybody knew. So mom needed help. Greta needed something.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned that your mom, you know, at a time when your mom had PMS, is this something you were able to talk to mom about? Like, did her story help guide you in what to do next?
Yeah, that was actually my first kind of foray into looking for help, was I talked to my mom and other women who are older than me.
Wise.
And like, and shared, like, "This is what's happening.
Yeah.
You know anything about this? Do you have any advice?" Because I felt like, you know, maybe it was perimenopause, or maybe there was something going on that I didn't know about yet, and they could help me. So, my mom and multiple other women said, "You need to look into something called bioidentical hormones." They're like, "Go to the doctor, get all of your hormone levels tested." But we have used bioidentical hormones ourselves, or we know somebody who did, and it was helpful for them. So it was hard to find a doctor who did that. So first I went to my regular OB, and what she offered was to put me on birth control pills. And I had never used hormonal birth control. I opted not to, but I was desperate. I didn't think that it was going to be the answer, but I was like, okay, I'll try. Sure. I tried for a month and made me feel even more crazy, because it wasn't really addressing the issue. So it didn't work. I went to see our regular like family doctor, and both of those doctors, I sat there and cried as I told them my story and how I felt. They both did hormone panels, both said I was in the range of normal. That doctor wanted me to take antidepressants, which again might have made me feel better for the time, didn't, but I didn't feel like it was truly going to address the problem, because I had years of writing notes of all my symptoms that I tracked by date. And every time they only were with ovulation and my period. So the other times of the month, I wasn't having these issues. So an antidepressant was going to not really deal with the real issue, which I knew was.
Right. It might even like flatten a lot of the emotions or moods throughout yes. the month, highs and lows. Right. And yes. you're like, but I just have right. these couple days. Yeah.
Yes. So that's a great way to describe it. I didn't want a flattening of all my emotions when what I was really dealing with was, you know, 2 days when I ovulated and three right. or 4 days during my period. That's a big chunk of the month to feel
right.
wretched, but I don't need to like right. be, mm-hmm. you know, feeling nothing for right. all month. So finally I found a doctor who was, she was an MD. She had been an emergency room doctor for years. And then, was, diagnosed with breast cancer twice, mm. survived. And then as she was dealing with her own symptoms of perimenopause and menopause, and the hormonal disruption that comes with that, she wanted hormonal support, but she needed something that wasn't like a synthetic hormone because she had to be really careful with her
right.
you know, cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
So she pursued bioidentical hormones, which are hormones that are not synthetically made. Mm-hmm. And had so much success with them. She started talking about it with her friends and pretty soon she decided to open her own practice where that was all she did.
Wow.
I went to her, shared my story, and I distinctly remember being in tears again, telling her how awful I felt and how hard things were, and her taking my hand across the desk and saying, "You don't have to feel like this anymore. I'm going to help you find the answers and you're going to feel better." And she did.
I'll bet that alone was just like, I'll bet you really cried then.
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so to be heard and to like mm-hmm. have somebody validate you
yeah.
to say like, you, these things are real that you're experiencing. It's not just in your head. You're not exaggerating your PMS symptoms. Mm. Like I was only like 37 years old to be told, well, you know, maybe you're early menopausal, but just to be told like, yeah, this is real. What you're experiencing mm-hmm. is real and it's hard. Wow. We're going to help you.
Wow. And that the next thing you did was went on bioidentical hormones, right?
Yeah, I did. And it was scary, like, cause I had never taken any kind of medication, like on a regular basis or anything. You know, anything that we had to budget for. And at first I felt bad about that. Like, oh, could I really, mm-hmm. you know, like, can I be the one that's spending money in the family on this, on myself and all those different things, the time that it was going to take for doctor's appointments and lab work and all that stuff that you feel I think, especially as a stay-at-home mom, homeschooling,
sure,
like, or any kind, you know, we all struggle, I think.
Yeah.
Taking time.
But I'm guessing your family was like, yes, we will sacrifice for you, mom.
Yes. Sorry, we want mom to feel better.
I could hear my
husband was supportive. Yeah. My kids, my mom,
selling
everybody.
Their toys. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Aw.
So, and it really was life-changing. So, so helpful.
Praise God.
And it did like take every symptom away, but it mm-hmm. made, I think, go back to like what would be considered a normal level, like a livable life again with my hormones being in balance instead of being totally out of balance.
Yes. And I think this is fair to say, like what you alluded to earlier was that we're told PMS is normal and that moods are going to swing. So when you're in it and you're asking, wait, is this what everyone feels? But I'm just like crazier or I can't handle it as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's hard because there is a normal part of that. I mean, since the fall, right, we're going to go through all kinds of things in this life. And as women, we have some unique challenges. But I guess one question I would have, and I don't expect you to have the answer, but you know, for younger people, I just recently was talking to a college age girl who said that she really struggles with PMS and probably a doctor wouldn't suggest a bioidentical hormone during that season. So there may be a time where an antidepressant is going to be like mm-hmm. better than nothing or birth control might be a good option. So I think depending on what you're going through, the key is to find a doctor who will listen and care and at least try something, right?
Yeah. I mean, even for my daughter, who's only, she's 16 years old, but she has some of the same symptoms that I do. And, you know, like we've worked really hard to like remove things in our family and our home, our cosmetics, like things that are hormonally disruptive. Mm-hmm. So lots of things and scents and, you know, like we're really, I make sure we drink milk and use milk products that aren't treated with extra hormones. Like, I've worked hard to help her, because I don't want her to suffer through what I have, but she exhibits some of the same, symptoms that I do, not as severe, but already at 16, like she's going to have some of those same struggles. And my mom and my sister have all had really difficult things associated with PMS. So some of it is like, it's our biology. We all, our bodies are all different, you know, just like how some women can have, you know, give birth in 45 minutes and some women, it takes 4 days to have a baby. Like our bodies are all different, but, I love what you said, like about not like we ask ourselves, well, maybe I'm just not strong enough. Like maybe I'm not strong enough to handle it. And I think we have to be careful with that because, if you feel like I did, where it feels like your life and your head and your heart and your body feel out of control, that's not a time to say like, I'm just not strong enough to handle it. That's the time to say, okay, I need to ask somebody if.
Yes. Oh, yes. And amen. I mean, absolutely. Get help, talk to somebody because that's a time when it's not within normal range. Like it's okay to feel a little, you know, a little extra on edge or frustrated, but when you start to feel like it's out of control, absolutely get some help. It's back to school season and life is busy, but you can fuel up your whole family with Factors. No prep, no mess meals can meet your wellness goals thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factors fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in, get this, just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. You can crush your wellness goals this month with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Head over to factormeals.com/Swanson50 and use code Swanson50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code Swanson50 at factormeals.com/Swanson50 and you're going to get your 50% off your first box and 20% off next month while your subscription is active. I hope you love it. Let me know how it goes. So then take us from there and lead us into the lovely season that you're in now. And I'm even
ahead. So a couple years ago, maybe 3 years now, time, you know, starts to blend, but I think I really like experienced another shift in hormones and I started noticing new symptoms that I hadn't had. And it took me a little while to recognize like, oh wait, something new is happening in my body. Like for the first time since I was pregnant, I was having acid reflux and heartburn, which the only time I had ever experienced that in my life was during pregnancy. And it's actually not related to weight gain, which are like, people are like, oh, well you have it when you're pregnant because you've gained weight and you've got this big baby in your belly, like taking up all the room and all that stuff. And for some people that is the case, but I experienced heartburn and acid reflux when I was like 2 months pregnant. So baby was not taking up a lot of space. I hadn't gained any weight yet because I was too sick to eat. It was, and the doctors told me, she's like, oh yeah, that's hormonal. Definitely. That's related to your hormones and you'll probably have it the whole time. And she was right. And I didn't have it again. After each baby was born, it would go away like instantly. And it would be so great. I would have the baby and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I need to have something to eat. Let me have something to drink. No heartburn, no acid reflux. I feel amazing because my hormones were already like changing that fast. The body is amazing. Our bodies are incredible.
Yes.
So, but here I am now, you know, like 44 years old. I'm like, I'm having heartburn and acid reflux again. Am I pregnant? No. Something else is happening. Mm-hmm. And then other symptoms, like I'm starting to have night sweats and like this crazy thing where I would feel like I was getting electric shocks all the time. Mm-hmm. And that was actually, I discovered is related to like estrogen receptors in our body. And it's crazy stuff. And so, I was experiencing perimenopause and the bioidentical hormones I was on weren't working anymore because I need to figure out new dosage because my hormone levels are dramatically changing. That's kind of the season I'm in right now. And I feel like I'm starting to be at a place where it's more manageable. It's still challenging. And I still feel like, you know, most of those symptoms have lessened, but I'm still trying to figure out how to manage it all. But it's not as bad as it was in the beginning when I didn't know what was going on. And I just was like, oh man, struggling with this again.
Definitely. And I think probably just the fact that you've already worked through something and got some help gives you hope to know that, okay, there's probably something we can shift or do. And also, I think when we were first talking, you had found somebody to work with doing some, I don't know if it was a changing nutrition or a workout plan, but that was proving effective as well, right? Wasn't that helping you through some of the symptoms?
Yeah. I have had a coach that I worked with, and she was really helpful in giving me ideas for things like changing my diet, like eating a lot more protein for me was really helpful. Like helping with my energy, helping with hormones, balancing them, helping with moods, adjusting things like giving me different workouts like when I'm on my period to make my, like to do a workout that's like more calm and gentle and not.
Okay, tell us what a period workout is. Is this like stretching?
Well, it's just that. It's like not this, like you don't do the same kind of workout at the same level of intensity, like you're on your period because your body needs you to be like at a calmer state. And like, I think just even understanding like the different, like the way your cycle is at different places all month long. And there are periods where you're going to have in the month or times during the month where you're going to have more energy based on where you're at in your cycle. Learning how that all works is so helpful.
Yes.
When you're like, cause this is if I'm teaching my daughter at 16 or when you're 46, like wherever you're at, learning how your body works. And it really is a cycle that is different every like 7 or so-ish days. Like that's such valuable information. And
it's so important.
She had me do things like grounding, like go stand outside in the grass, which really like, for me, like just being still for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes and listening to nature and being quiet. That's really helpful. And then the last 6 months when I've been working on a book, I stopped working with her because I felt like I just didn't have time for one more thing. I didn't want to be accountable for one more thing. I just felt stretched too thin. And honestly, that was a bad move because
I
stopped.
Sure. Yeah,
I stopped doing all the things to care for myself. And I have paid the consequence.
I don't feel at my best.
I don't feel at my best.
Yes. It's like the whole, I mean, it's so overdone, but the whole oxygen mask, right? Like the other day I got home and my son needed something and I was like, oxygen mask, mom's hungry. I'm going to like, I've got to, I can't even think right now. And I love what you're saying too. It's just kind of honoring your body. Like we are amazing women. God made us with this just incredible system and hormonal balance. And And of course, there's going to be times where it's off or difficult, but to kind of honor that and work with it, say, what do I need today? And then what I love, well, I'm in a house full of boys, but I'm even trying to educate my boys and talk about things.
Yes.
And I'll be like, remember,
amen.
I talked about that period. And my 14-year-old's going, yeah. No. I don't want to talk. Be quiet. I'm like, no, because someday you're going to have a wife and you're going to wish that you had tuned in a little. So talking about it, helping the family support you by saying, today, this is really what I need. And I'm not crazy. It's actually, I'm a woman. God made me like this. So work with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because think about like, because I've done the same with my sons, you know, like to be able to say like, hey, they have hormone issues themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boys do, you know, so do girls and so do boys. And like when they're feeling like those hormonal lows,
they have it too.
To be able to say, hey, how can I support you? How can I help you? And then like, because I can say, hey, remember when I'm like having a hormonal issue and I'm struggling, like, I know how you feel. Let me come alongside you.
Yes.
But then on the flip side, when I'm like one having it, I can be like, hey, you know how I can have helped you when you're struggling with your hormones and it's been a bad day for you? Here's how you can do that for me. I really need you to put away the dishes for me. That would help so much. I'm going to go have tea in my room with the door closed.
Or whatever. Like,
just showing them that it's mom, like when mom is having a hard time, she's not crazy. She just needs extra support and they need extra support and we can all give that to each other.
Oh, that's so good. I think that's really important. And I think it's going to transfer to other things in life as well. And just those conversations probably go a lot further than we realize. So I love that.
It's just so good to talk to our kids. Like you said, talk to our kids about everything. And
everything.
Yeah. And our sons and our daughters need to know like this is a real part of life.
Yes.
We can help each other out.
Yes. And amen. I love that so much. And this conversation, again, today, this is a girlfriend chat. We're just sharing it, Greta's, you know, honest story. But I know that this opens up all kinds of things because hormones are a big topic and nobody fully understands them, I don't think. But, you know, there's plenty of different theories. And I do want to talk more moving forward about perimenopause, some of the things that I'm walking through right now. But I love that we can talk about this. And I don't think it's something women talk about enough.
Well, I think there is some stigma associated with it, you know, like, oh, you know, we're getting older, so we want to pretend that that's what's happening. We want to hide it or something, that we're somehow like less, you know, amazing because we're going through perimenopause or we're postmenopausal. I mean, people will say like, well, aren't you too young for that? And it's like, no, you could be 35 and go through perimenopause or menopause, like, or you could be 65. Like, it's vast. Again, bodies are different. There's no stigma. We don't have to be ashamed. We're still vibrant, amazing people wherever we're at.
And so, you'll love my my mom had a hysterectomy at age 40, so I didn't watch her go through all of this. But she's very, my mom's super like, I don't want to say stoic. She's super fun and stuff, but she doesn't ever complain. She doesn't. And so she was kind of the mindset. And I'm wondering if this was a generational thing, but like mind over matter. So she's like, well, I'm not going to go through menopause. I'm like, who are you kidding? You know, but I admired her strength in that, but I'm like, you know what? That's that she probably could have used more support. But with that, I laugh because I'm going to be 54 and I'm still not in menopause. I'm just in perimenopause. And my mom would, every time I've been around her and I have talked about having my period, she's like, when are you going to quit that? Like I get to decide. And I'm like, Mom, sorry. That's not up to me.
Like, I wish I knew.
Right. I just crack up at that. But yes, I think that this is a generation that talks about things more than the last. And that's a good thing. So let's keep having these conversations. I think it's really important. And you're not alone out there if this is something you deal with. So maybe before we close, Greta, from your wealth of experience, is there like one just word of wisdom or piece of advice you'd give to a younger woman who is resonating with what you're talking about?
Yeah, I would say listen to what my husband said to me, like, and don't let it go so far before you get help. Like, don't get to the point where it feels, you know, scary. Mm-hmm.
Don't scare the dog.
Overwhelming. Like, yeah, don't scare the dog. Get help. And that doesn't necessarily mean like you have to go get on some kind of medication. Help might be like you do a babysitting trade and you have 3 hours to yourself once a week and your friend watches your kids. And the next week you watch her kids for 3 hours. That might be the help. Or maybe you're like, on Saturday, babe, I would love to be able to sleep in and just stay in my room for two extra hours while you take kids to the park. Like, but getting help a lot of times means asking for it. Mm-hmm. You know, like figuring out what you need, what will mm-hmm. help, and then asking for the help. So don't be afraid to ask. Don't mm-hmm. wait too long to ask. Get the help you need, because it is going to actually impact the overall health of your whole home, your whole family.
So true.
So yeah, get help when you need it.
That's a good word to wrap up with. So thank you, Greta, for just being willing to share your story and all the things you do, just sharing from your heart so vulnerably. It means so much to all of us. So thanks.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad that you're opening up this conversation. I'm sure a lot of women are going to really, really, really resonate.
Yeah. And if people want to just jump on their phone or computer and find you and follow you right now, where can they go?
Oh yeah. Just Instagram is where I'm the most active. My handle is Ma and Pa Modern, but you could also search Greta Eskridge. I have a website. You can find me in, you know, those are the top places. Oh, and the podcast.
And the podcast.
The Greta Eskridge Show.
There we go. Yes. So,
yeah. I'm all over the place. You just Google me and I'll show up.
Google Greta. And I love that name too. And I will be linking to all those places in my show notes. So thank you again, Greta. Thank you all for listening. And we'll hopefully keep this conversation going. All right, friends, I hope that conversation was an encouragement to you. And I think the take-home message is just knowing you're not alone and that there's always hope. So please do spread the word about this podcast episode in case someone in your life might be blessed by this conversation as well. And you can find show notes and links to everything we've mentioned over at monicaswanson.com/Greta-hormones. All righty. So God bless you guys. More great episodes next week. We're diving into pelvic floor health. So how's that? Right? We're getting really practical. And I think you're going to love this conversation with a certified doctor of physical therapy who specializes in women's health and happens to be a good friend of mine. So can't wait to share that one with you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.